Limitless. If you've ever seen the movie, you will have wished that NZT was real. A pill that could give you ultra focus, motivation, and unleash your full potential. A way to become unstoppable and make your dreams a reality. But you soon come to the depressing realization the pill doesn't exist. And you're still stuck in a rut, constantly tired and unproductive. Time ticks by, the seasons keep changing, but you're left with a sinking feeling you're getting left behind. You've not achieved what you thought you would have by now. You tell yourself tomorrow will be different, but it never is. But what if I told you becoming limitless is possible? Not through some magical pill, but through a proven system that anyone can use totally free. If you watch this video to the end and commit to these simple steps for just a few weeks, I am certain your life will radically change for the better. So, are you with me? Twelve months ago, I found myself feeling totally drained of energy every day, constantly lethargic and tired, even after doing very little. And then I heard a stupidly simple sentence that changed my life completely. You control your energy levels. You see, inside every single one of us is a person who wants to lay around all day, eating junk food, doing nothing. But also inside every single one of us is someone extremely productive and ready to take on the world. Yet, as a society, we like to wait for this magical concept of motivation to switch us from one state to the other. But motivation is temporary. What's much more reliable is energy. Imagine for a moment that you are powered by a battery, and the lower your charge gets, the worse you function, and the harder everything is. If 100% was that limitless feeling, and 0% was about to fall asleep right now, what level is your energy at the moment? Now, please just humor me for a minute. Stand up and shake your body for 10 seconds, and then clap. Seriously, I can wait. If you actually did that, I am almost certain your energy levels just increased. The thing is, you never have to accept that low energy feeling. You can raise your energy levels and totally change your state of mind at any time. It's just that most of us let our current state happen to us rather than being proactive about changing it. Now, we all know things like exercise and eating healthier will raise our energy levels. In fact, if someone could put those things into a pill, it wouldn't be too far off the limitless pill. But in some cruel twist of fate, it's obviously way harder to be active and eat well when you have low energy to start with. So here's some easier ways to increase your energy levels really quickly. Number one, you could put on your favorite upbeat, energetic song that gets you psyched and then dance around the room to it. Number two, you could visualize scoring the winning goal at the World Cup and physically celebrate like you've actually just won it. Number three, you could do a 60-second workout. I use push-ups, but it can be anything that gets your body moving and heart beating faster. Or number four, get a blender, throw a bunch of vegetables in it, and down the drink. It's like an energy drink, but without the crash from the sugar. And obviously you can come up with loads more of your own too. The crucial part is you now write down a list of about five different things that work for you, that will rapidly raise your energy levels whenever needed. Because that means as soon as you catch your energy feeling low throughout the day, you can immediately do something on your energy list to raise your energy back up. And if you commit to doing this, you create a new baseline level where your natural default state is much more energetic. Which means you don't want to lay around doing nothing anymore. You're switched on and you're ready to crush whatever you need to do. But then, once you've got your energy list, we can move on to step two. Focus. One of the biggest benefits of the limitless pill was the ability to get into a flow state, where you're in the zone with no distractions and work just feels effortless. The thing is, that flow state is completely real. You just need to use specific techniques to access it. So, alongside your energy list, you're now going to make a focus list, a checklist to follow as soon as you start work. and here are some things on mine. Number 1. Get some noise-cancelling headphones and put on a dramatic movie soundtrack on repeat. Because there's no lyrics, it's great for focus, but simultaneously makes you feel like you're working on something epic that might just save the world. My go-to is Hans Zimmer, but take your pick on whatever you enjoy listening to, but that doesn't distract you. Then number 2, work blocks. This is quite literally the key to productivity. It's often called the Pomodoro technique, and it's where you split your work into small tasks and work for 25 minutes straight, then have a 5-minute break, and then repeat. Now, that may not sound like a revelation, but it works so well. Firstly, make sure you get an app on your phone because you need to be able to visibly see the timer counting down to give yourself that urgency and deadline. Secondly, the 5-minute break means you don't burn yourself out and gives you time to do something from your energy list, like grab a coffee. And thirdly, this technique means you break down big, overwhelming things into small 25-minute chunks, which makes them so much more manageable and helps you build momentum. But now onto the third thing on my focus list. Kill time vampires. All of us have things that just drain your time and attention and completely take you out of that flow state. In fact, research has found that there's something called attention residue, which means that even if you check your phone or emails for just a minute, when you go back to your work, some of your attention is still stuck on your phone or emails, which essentially just drains your productivity. The solution is brutal but necessary. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode, get a free browser extension or app that blocks time-wasting websites, and tell people around you that you can't be disturbed during specific hours. And if there's anything else that could disrupt your flow, find a way to block it. And I guarantee you will get into that deep work state more often, where you really do feel limitless. But now for step 3, the ultimate goal. This is probably the most crucial step of all, because whilst mastering your energy and focus will make you work smarter and feel better, at the beginning of this video, I promised radical change to your life. And for that, we need this third and final step. But first, it's time for the big question. What do you want to achieve? What is your ultimate goal? Is it mastering a particular skill? Getting a certain job? Making a specific amount of money? It can be anything, as long as it's your goal and the one thing you want to achieve most. Because if you don't have an ultimate goal, that big thing you're working towards, your North Star, it's so easy to just drift through life because there's no purpose or need to work hard. However, here's the secret that most people miss. You need to attach an emotional reason for your goal. Let's say your ultimate goal is to make $1 million. That's great, but go to a deeper level by asking why. Maybe you want to make $1 million so you can give your parents the life they deserve while they're still alive. Or so you don't have to constantly worry about money anymore. You have that feeling of freedom and not having to endlessly work a job you hate. I guarantee that getting really honest with yourself about the deeper why behind the goal is what is going to keep you going when motivation drops and things get tough. Not a day should go by where you don't think about your ultimate goal and that visual image of why you're doing it, because that's what will get you up in the mornings and keep you going. But of course, now we need a system to actually achieve this ultimate goal. And there's a crucial concept that separates people who are simply productive from the ultra-successful people who genuinely seem limitless. The Pareto Principle states that roughly 80% of your results will come from 20% of your actions. In other words, a small number of things really matter, and the rest don't. If you're going to achieve your ultimate goal, you need to quickly identify which things contribute the most and either eliminate or delegate the rest. For example, if you're trying to make more money, what are the 20% of things that do that? Is it checking your email every 20 minutes? Or getting on the phone to close sales? To reach that limitless state, you should be focused on less things, but the things that have the largest ROI. Being limitless is not about working constantly. In fact, proper sleep and rest is crucial. Feeling limitless is about working smarter and on the really important things that move you to your ultimate goal the fastest. And looking at your daily activities and habits through through the lens of the Pareto Principle is the easiest way to predict your future. If you find a lot of things that don't move you significantly closer to your ultimate goal, eliminate or delegate. So, there you have it, 3 steps to becoming limitless. Create an energy list, a focus list, and fill your days with the tasks that move you closest to your ultimate goal. But if you're sat there right now frustrated, thinking you kind of knew all of this anyway, you're right. This isn't a secret. It's really this simple to totally transform your life and get the things you want. But simple doesn't mean easy. It means sacrifice. In the Limitless movie, Eddie becomes wealthy, powerful, influential, successful, but he sacrifices his old life of relaxing, drinking, chilling out. So the real question is, are you willing to make that short-term sacrifice for your ultimate goal? If you're not, that's fine. Not everyone needs to be living some ultra-productive life to be happy. But if you have big dreams, here's what you do right now. Get a blank sheet of paper and draw 30 boxes. This represents the next 30 days of your life. At the top of the paper, write down your ultimate goal. In one corner, rewrite your energy list, and in the other, your focus list. Finally, pin this paper to your wall in a place you will constantly see. Now, for the next 30 days, you're gonna try these 3 simple steps. Whenever your energy isn't high, you're gonna do something from your energy list. Whenever you're working, you're gonna use the things on your focus list. And whenever you're deciding what to do each day, you're gonna pick the tasks that contribute most to hitting your ultimate goal. And at the end of each day, you get to put a big X in the box if you did all 3. If you didn't, then you have to leave that box blank. This is often called the Seinfeld strategy, as Jerry Seinfeld used this to build the habit of writing at least 1 joke every single day. But you can use it for any habit, because essentially, it builds up a momentum streak, where you don't want to break the chain of crosses, and before you know it, you've built a habit. And that's what will happen here as well. If you can commit to just 30 days of these 3 steps, before you know it, you will naturally be using these techniques without having to think about it. Or, in other words, you will be well on your way to feeling limitless. Hey guys, I really hope this was helpful for you. And if it was, I'm pretty certain you will also like these videos here. Feel free to check them out, and don't forget to subscribe if you want to see some even better videos on the way very soon. Thanks for watching right to the end. You are a legend, and I'll see you soon. Cheers.